Space cruisers, battle bots, and submarines. Just three of the projects that students will build this summer in the LEGO engineering camps offered at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Instructor James Yates says students learn more than how to put LEGOs together. They learn principles of physics, basics of engineering, problem solving, and even how to get along with a partner. What are the advantages of being able to learn some of these physics concepts on a small scale with the LEGOs?
Well, of course, we've all taken science in junior high and high school, and we've seen these concepts, things like the basic lever that's just a basic machine, but sometimes it's hard for some kids to visualize exactly what you mean by applying force with a machine. And by taking these Legos, you can quickly build that machine and demonstrate the actual action and the force being applied, and suddenly a light bulb goes on and they understand it. And then they have a tool in their toolbox that they can use anytime they have that problem. They always have that basic machine there in their mind. They know how to apply it, and they can go forward to a more complicated machine.
And obviously through the different classes, they can do some of that progression. What are some of the other skills that they learn in working in these sorts of teams?
Well, of course, you've got problem-solving skills, which is the whole purpose of our science and technology education, is to promote problem solving. But more importantly, I think, is the communication skills that they develop, because they have to work with a partner, they have to work in a group, and they have to compete in a group and learn from their mistakes and come back stronger and harder. So I think there's several different things that lead to character development, not just to their intellectual development.
What's it like to see these kids having that light bulb go off, being able to see them progress through some pieces of those of that learning?
That's what makes teaching such an enriching job. It's the whole purpose why all teachers do it. When you see that light bulb come on, it just makes your day. You know that what you've done can't be bought. You know that what you've given that child, they'll never lose, and it just makes your day.
Do you have a favorite story that you could tell about one of those moments?
Well, of course, competition, especially with young children, is always an exciting thing. So one of the things that we do is when they build these machines, we usually have races with them. We even have robot competitions where they may actually combat each other's robots. Seeing a child who may struggle getting the concepts, work through all the problems, and then get in a competition and win. I've seen children that didn't think they could do it and go through the process and win. That just makes it all worthwhile.
James Yates is the instructor for the LEGO camps offered through continuing education here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe over the course of this summer. The first class starts next week. You can find more information at ulm.edu/summercamps. James Yates, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.